35. Perfume.
What's that incredibly beautiful smell? That's my new perfume. I bought it in France. The French weren't the first to use perfume, though. It was the Egyptians. They used it in a pre-love-making ritual. I guess they wanted everyone to smell nice. They used frankincense. They may have been the first, but they are certainly not the most famous. The French beat everyone when it comes to perfume. Did you know that perfume is made from 22% essential oils? I didn't know that, no. That's not the highest percentage, though. Eau de parfum is made from 23% essential oils. It says so on the bottle. Eau de toilette is 8 to 15% essential oils, and eau de cologne is just 5%. I always go for the alcohol-free eau de parfum. I found it lasts longer. But there's one with even less essential oils than eau de cologne. It's called Eau Fraiche. It only has 1 to 3% essential oils. That one must be only for those who crave super subtlety. It would be too light for me, as I said. There must be many different types of scent. I don't think I've ever found two perfumes that smell the same. There are floral, oriental, floriental, cheap, green marine, and fruit. I usually wear a floral fragrance with notes of lemon. It's a fresh smell, which reminds me of summer. Where should we put perfume? I think most women spray it on their necks and wrists, but there must be a special rule about where you should spray it. Actually, there is. It should be applied to the body's pressure points, which are inside the elbows and wrists, the backs of the knees, and the neck. After spraying, we should never rub our wrists together. It crushes the fragrance. I think the most famous perfume is Chanel No. 5. Even Marilyn Monroe wore it. She even put it on before she went to bed. Chanel No. 5 is definitely the most popular. One bottle sells every 30 seconds. My goodness, that's a lot of perfume.